Every place, every community, and every school has some sort of standards or expectations, especially through schools and jobs. Through school, it's a different kind of lens than job expectations. With school, everyone is expected to do their best that they can, but they have to reach a certain standard, or an average. Standards is an idea of normality with grades, points, scores, etc. I interviewed a few students about Carmel High School's standards and asked them if Carmel's standards were obtainable.
I think it involves a lot of work, and I think sometimes it's a lot of pressure for people. Like, I know, especially for me, there's a lot of pressure to do really well, and so sometimes it feels like the standards are really unattainable based on what other people have done before us.
Yes, because it comes down to students' work ethic and motivation more so than the actual coursework.
At Carmel High School, no. Because they expect you to take honors classes and you have to take APs to be normal, I guess. And at another school, you wouldn't have to do that to be normal. You can just take regular classes. But if you take all regular classes, you're seen as dumb here.
I think the expectations for like the Core 40 and different diplomas are obtainable, but I think like different psychological expectations from just the standpoint of going to a school as highbrow as Carmel kind of makes people feel like they have to do more than that.
I think academic standards are obtainable if you are ready to give 100% of your effort. Although I feel the standards at Carmel can be pretty high, I feel like they're only trying to push you to the best of your ability.
So each person has their own path to success, and for each person, success is different. And then Carmel sets these standards of what they think is success, and that's working harder, getting better classes, and everyone wants to think themselves as above average. So when you can't obtain those standards that Carmel has, it makes you feel like you're not successful, but each person can be successful in a different way. So I think that is unfair in some ways, yeah.
There isn't a wrong answer to the question, because it does depend on the person. People will interpret the standard in their own way. Usually it comes down to the comparison of grades and scores of each person to figure out their own goal. A senior in high school, Holland Johnson, has been through the whole system of schooling and tests. Her perspective is a little bit different than most. When she first started school young, she had a few struggles.
I have a couple different learning disabilities, not just dyslexia. I have dyslexia, dyscalculia, which is like math-based, and then I have one called dysgraphia, which is like writing in a sense. But what dyslexia kind of entitles is like the mixing up of words that still happens to me today. Dyslexia is just kind of one that kind of just like tricks you, like it just like, oh, you're reading perfectly fine, then it yanks the rug out from underneath you and all of a sudden like you just don't understand a single word that you're reading. I still sound out words today because some simple words as well, just because, you know, I'm a little behind in some aspects. Well, math has always been a struggle because of dysgraphia. Again, it's kind of like dyslexia in a sense where you mix up the letters. I mean, well, letters and numbers. And the comprehension of math, it just numbers. Because numbers are so similar to letters, the comprehension just doesn't work the same way.
Because she has struggled with these learning disabilities, validating these challenges has helped her learn in a different way.
I did not know I had a learning disability until, I want to say, fourth grade. And I got tested around first grade was when I got tested for it. So for a couple years, I didn't know. I didn't know why I was struggling more than some other kids. And then I started getting put into like math success classes, reading success classes. And so then I kind of realized like, oh, I'm different. I learned differently. And like, it didn't really bug me. Never really has like bugged me socially. You know, school just has not been very fun for me. The only thing about school that I might like is the social aspect, and like that's obviously a good part about it, but other than that, I've never liked school, and I don't know if I ever will.
These hardships have taken a toll on how she feels about school.
I just always felt very uneducated, I guess, in a sense, because I just didn't understand and I didn't know how to get from point A to point B because there's like a big gap, but like maybe my gift is all the way over there, and trying to get there to there is just...
Holland has embraced the fact that she is a little behind, but yet knows that standardized testing isn't who she is or what defines her.
I just don't think standardized testing is what it's all cracked up to be. It honestly, for some kids, maybe it does show what they're actually good at and what they're not, but it doesn't show who you are as a person, and I think that's what's just more important than standardized testing, and it especially doesn't show how smart you are, because I know I'm a lot more smarter than what that 18 out of 36 is gonna tell me. Like, I just, it's very, again, disheartening, discouraging that I'm getting these lower scores. But the thing is, it's a standardized test. It's made for people that knew and understood standardized testing. It's not made for kids like me. And it's just, I just know that I have more potential to me than what that piece of paper is saying.
The hard part about standards is that they aren't a one-size-fits-all. Her idea of being smart has nothing to do with being book smart.
Here I am. I'm more thinking outside the box. Like, somebody that's smart in high school, I'm going to keep these test grades out of there because that does not prove anything in my opinion. But someone who is genuine, caring, kind, really likes to go out of their way to talk to people. A very well-rounded person, someone who knows responsibility, somebody who knows respect, somebody who's able to put themselves out there.
Because Holland has had some challenges, those feelings have carried on to her perception of her being smart.
To an extent, I feel smart in an area that I know I'm good at. When it comes to these academic stuff like math, science, government, econ, history, all that kind of stuff, yeah. All these core classes, when it comes to those, I do not feel very smart because those tests really like show your grade in a sense.
Holland was on track for a core 40 taking regular classes. When people hear that someone is taking a core 40, it's not the same reaction as an academic honors and above.
If I tell people like, yeah, I'm just doing the core 40, like sometimes I get weird stares like, what? Like, you're stupid? I'm just like, no, I just happen to know my strengths and my weaknesses, and school just happens to be a weakness, and I'm just trying to get through it.
Also, Holland has graduated a semester early because her passion does not relate to a traditional college.
I went from zoology to fashion merchandising, so it was a big turn. I think I just kind of had an epiphany moment where I was like, you know what? These are not for me. I like art, so let's go to fashion merchandising. And I really was on that train for a while, and then ever since then, I've been on this makeup train.
Holland's plan was to have a semester off to have a full-time job before going into college, and then after that, going to a cosmetology school in California. She chose that path despite her struggles in school, but to pursue her passion and to graduate.
It has been. It's definitely decided what I was going to do with my life, like career-wise. I'm not going to be going to a traditional college, and not all colleges are going to care what diploma that you graduate with as long as you graduate high school. Like, that's all that matters. And maybe I'm taking the easy way out of high school, just getting the core 40 diploma, but I think I'm still achieving my goals and putting myself out there and still achieving what I'm needing to for my high school career.
This isn't just a case for Holland. It's the reality for high school students everywhere. For WHJE and The Ugly Truth, this has been Micah Hardesty.